news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The impeachment trial of Donald Trump entered a new phase on Wednesday as senators began questioning Trump's legal team and House managers, mostly about the allegation that Trump withheld support and aid to pressure Ukraine into announcing an investigation into Joe Biden and his son Hunter. In what was the most surreal argument of the entire trial so far, defense attorney Alan Dershowitz said that the president could basically do anything, even trade military aid for political favors to help him win re-election if he thought getting re-elected was in the national interest. And it wouldn't be impeachable.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest. And mostly you're right. Your election is in the public interest. And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
Dershowitz went on and on, but you get the idea. And on Thursday morning, Dershowitz took to Twitter to deny he ever said what he said. Quote, "They characterized my argument as if I had said that if a president believes that his re-election was in the national interest, he can do anything. I said nothing like that, as anyone who actually heard what I said can attest." We heard what he said, and that's exactly what he said. Opposite world indeed. The next question posed was to the House managers, asking them to respond to what Alan Dershowitz said. Adam Schiff did.
For legitimate reasons, you might say to a governor of a state, "Hey, governor of a state, you should chip in more towards your own disaster relief." But if the president's real motive in depriving a state of disaster relief is because that governor won't get his attorney general to investigate the president's political rival, are we ready to say that the president can sacrifice the interests of the people of that state, or in the case of Medvedev, the people of our country, because all quid pro quos are fine? It's carte blanche. Is that really what we're prepared to say with respect to this president's conduct or the next? Because if we are, then the next president of the United States can ask for an investigation of you. They can ask for help in their next election from any foreign power. And the argument will be made, nope, Donald Trump was acquitted for doing exactly the same thing. Therefore, it must not be impeachable. Now, bear in mind that efforts to cheat an election are always going to be in proximity to an election. And if you say you can't hold a president accountable in an election year where they're trying to cheat in that election, then you are giving them carte blanche. So all quid pros are not the same. Some are legitimate and some are corrupt, and you don't need to be a mind reader to figure out which is which. For one thing, you can ask John Bolton.
Chief Justice John Roberts on Wednesday blocked a question from Senator Rand Paul that named the alleged whistleblower whose complaint about Trump's phone call with the Ukrainian president triggered the House impeachment inquiry. Paul has strongly opposed the impeachment proceedings against Trump and has floated the alleged whistleblower's name in recent interviews. Roberts, who screens questions submitted for reading on the Senate floor, signaled earlier this week that he wouldn't allow anyone to mention the whistleblower's name during the questioning round. Rand Paul has said he just wants to ask a question on why the Ukraine investigation was launched. Yeah, right. The questioning phase concludes Thursday night. Then on Friday, the Senate will move into debate over whether to call witnesses. 4 hours, equally divided, and the general consensus among Republicans and many of the Democrats is that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be able to block witnesses. The witness Democrats most want on the stand is former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Recent New York Times reports on excerpts of the manuscript of his forthcoming book that include allegations that implicate Trump in the Ukraine scandal have shaken things up. In response, the White House sent a formal threat to Bolton, telling him not to publish his book. Bolton's attorney, Charles Cooper, responded, saying, quote, "We do not believe that any of the information could reasonably be considered classified." He added that Bolton is preparing for the possibility he could be called to testify in the ongoing Senate trial, writing that it was, quote, "imperative that we have the results of your review of that chapter as soon as possible." Donald Trump, as you'd expect, also attacked Bolton personally on Twitter, a strategy he's used in the past to threaten or discredit potential witnesses against him. Remember Lev Parnas? Yeah, the indicted Rudy Giuliani associate or henchman. He was on Capitol Hill Wednesday, ostensibly to attend the Senate impeachment trial, using a ticket provided by Chuck Schumer's office. The problem is that the rules prohibit any electronics from the Senate chamber, and Parnas is out on bail wearing an electronic ankle monitor, so he was not allowed in the room. Instead, he sat for an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper and made some blatant accusations about Senator Lindsey Graham's involvement in the Ukrainian scandal.
Senator Lindsey Graham, I haven't had any contact with, but because of my relationship with Rudy Giuliani, I have a lot of information about his dealings. It was like surreal then to watch Lindsey Graham up there, sit there. He's out there talking about all this stuff, that this is not this is a sham, this should go away. When at the end of the day, he was in the loop just like everybody else. He was very good relationship with Rudy Giuliani. He was aware of what was going on going back to at least 2018, maybe even earlier.
So you're saying Senator Lindsey Graham knew about you and Mr. Giuliani's efforts in Ukraine?
Absolutely. Just like I said.
You firmly believe that Lindsey Graham knew that you and Giuliani, or at least that Giuliani, was undertaking this effort to dig up dirt on the Bidens in Ukraine?
1,000,000%.
In other news, Donald Trump signed the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade pact on Wednesday in a White House ceremony with representatives from Canada and Mexico and about 400 other guests, but no Democrats. The White House declined to invite any of the House Democrats who helped secure Trump his biggest deal so far. Mexico's parliament has ratified it, as has Congress, but Canada still needs to approve it before it takes effect. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remarked, quote, "The White House hasn't invited House Democrats to their USMCA signing ceremony, but will be well represented in the huge changes to the original USMCA draft that Democrats wrested out of the administration on labor, prescription drugs, environment, and enforce mechanisms." All righty then. And finally, in what could be described as divine retribution, several gigantic panels of a new barrier wall being installed along the U.S.-Mexico border in Calexico, California, were blown down by high winds on Wednesday, landing in Mexican territory. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. While you're there, please click on that donate button.